Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and of course she is the Albert Ravenholt Curator for the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, there's always something new and exciting happening at the Museum of Danish America, and some of those are kind of ongoing. Many of them are very special exhibits. So I want to talk about the one that's sort of ongoing first, because it's really soon. That's the Brown Bag Lunch.
Yes, our monthly program of speakers that come and bring your lunch and learn something interesting and new. And our next up is Thursday, September 14th, and actually I will be the speaker. I'm going to be putting together kind of two of our recent exhibitions, the artist Bjørn Wienblad, who people may have remembered and visited this exhibit that was here earlier this year. And then a few years ago, we featured just the broader topic of Danish modern design. And so I want to put those two topics together and talk about how they relate to each other.
Okay. So that's free. Come at noon. I'm guessing you provide coffee.
Yes, we do. Coffee and water if as an option, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. So bring your brown bag. Have a good discussion. And ask Tova lots of questions, because I know she has the answers. Okay. So that's something that happens every month, basically. Now, I want to talk about, as we come into the museum, for those folks who've been here before, they have a little surprise if they haven't been here lately, because a few things have been changed.
Yes, earlier this spring we opened new core exhibitions. We are titling it Danish Roots, American Dreams, which is very similar to our mission statement as a museum. And so we've changed the way that we really introduce the scope of Danish immigration to America, Danish American experience and culture, and kind of giving people a little more options of stories to explore, a history to learn, and a lot more artifacts from our collection to highlight.
You know, one of the things that I think a lot of us think about when we think of a museum, we think about, oh, that's all just old history. And of course, some of it is older, but you break that up into things that are happening. One of the things I noticed was something in 1956. Now, for some people, that's really old history. For me, it's not so old. But for instance, you have the Exira band uniform. I just go, oh, okay, that's a part of kind of ongoing history.
Absolutely, yes. We have one of the last versions of the Exira band uniform when they were still the Exira Vikings. And for us, that tells part of the story of Danish identity in the communities around this area. The Exira was populated largely with a number of people of Danish ancestry, as was Elkhorn and Kimbolton, and so many communities, and especially in our Tri-County area. And so for us, it was really important to have something in the collection that showed that community identity, that connection with Scandinavian heritage, knowing that it was really those Danish roots that influenced Vikings, in the same way that we collected a lot of sports uniforms and a band uniform too from the Elkhorn Danes. And so those two collections balance each other. But right now it's the Vikings band uniform that's on exhibit.
And that's something that we need to mention. Again, sometimes people think, well, I've been there before, there's nothing new there. Well, that's not true, because there's always something new changing. You change those exhibits.
We do. Even the exhibits that we consider our long-term exhibits, we've specifically designed them in such a way that we can rotate things in and out. We can change the stories. We can change the artifacts. For some pieces in our collection, it's not good for them to be on view for many, many years. And so things like a quilt or a band uniform or clothing, textiles like that, are very vulnerable to too much light, too much exposure. So they may be on view for 1 year, and then we'll pick something else. And so we do try to continually refresh even our long-term exhibitions.
And of course, you have a great collection that people don't see, so that's one way you bring some of those things out so people can see them. Okay, another one that I want to mention is further down the line in your calendar, but still September, a major exhibit.
That's right. We have a new major exhibit opening called Denmark, America's smallest and biggest ally. And it's really looking at the more than 200 years of history that these two countries have in working together as political allies and military allies. And so we're looking especially at World War I, the U.S. Virgin Islands, which used to be the Danish West Indies. We're looking at Greenland, which is a Danish territory but hosts several U.S. military bases over time. And we're also looking at 21st century conflict zones and the Danish role in the coalitions that the U.S. Armed forces have led. So there's a lot of stories there, a lot of stories to tell, and that exhibit opens to the public on Saturday, September 30th.
And we need to talk about the special kickoff. You often do a special kickoff that's on September 29th.
That's right. We do have a preview reception, and we're inviting all military families, past or present, all of our museum members to come get a first view of the exhibition. And we have several special guests coming. The Deputy Chief of Mission from the Danish Embassy, Lars Bo Müller, will be here representing the Danish Foreign Ministry. We have two Danish veterans coming who have their own experiences to share, and some of those will be in the exhibit, but this is your chance to meet them in person. So it will be a really wonderful opportunity to kick off this exhibit.
And we may be talking about that a bit more as that day comes closer, but I want to stick in a promo here that actually relates to you, a promotion for Pippa White, who will be in Atlantic at the American Legion Memorial Building the 17th. That's a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, talking about Voices from the Resistance, which is World War II. And the reason that you're interested in saying that's okay to talk about that program that's going to be in Atlantic, because Pippa has just become a really wanted, popular person in our area since we got acquainted with her. And you have her scheduled for a program in October.
Yes, we do. We got to know Pippa White when she came to do her Orphan Train program. She's a very talented storyteller and an actor. And so we're having her back to do Voices from Ellis Island in October. That will be a program on October 19th, although she'll be in Harlan October 18th. So there's a couple opportunities. Both are open to the public. And you can find more information on our website or by calling the museum.
Okay. So just remember that if you haven't seen Pippa White, you need to come see her. One of the things that impresses me with all of these stories is that it's not somebody else's script. She has researched these and makes people come alive.
Exactly. It's so, there's really nothing more powerful than the voices of people telling their own experiences. And once that generation is gone, it's up to those of us who are historians or storytellers or actors or documentarians to maintain those voices and honor those voices and the words that they used. And so in the same way that we try to do that through our museum exhibits, Pippa White does a wonderful job of literally embodying those people and their experiences and bringing them to life for us today.
You know, one of the things we maybe should mention with all of this, the Museum of Danish America, is where it's located. You know, we assume anybody listening would know that. And when the hours are.
That's right. We are in Elkhorn, and just kind of on the west side of Elkhorn. We are open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, noon to 5. So we are open nearly every day of the year. If it's a holiday, check our website or our Facebook page to see if we've changed our odd hours. But otherwise, come and visit us any day of the year.
And this may be putting you on the spot a bit, but do you, Tova, go out and do programs for groups ever? Is there some kind of education program that's an extension?
Yes, we do. We are often invited to speak to different groups, whether about the museum in general, just to introduce people to who we are and what we do, or invited to speak on a special topic, like something related to an exhibit we've done now or in the recent past. So several of us have a menu of presentations that we can bring, even about just how a museum works and how to take care of a historic collection or start a museum collection, things like that. So we do have a wide range of professional experiences on our staff and are always happy to share that with groups.
Okay, so much to learn about, so much to see and do when we're talking about the Museum of Danish America. We want to thank you very much, Tove Brandt, who is the Albert Ravenholt Curator for the Museum of Danish America. And until next time, how do you connect to Danish heritage?